Short-term price swings shouldn't rattle investors like Joseph Deer. Deer is the chief investment officer of the California Public Employees Retirement System, CalPERS, as it's called. It's the country's biggest public pension fund. More than 1.5 million firefighters, policemen, and other public workers in the state depend on CalPERS for their health and retirement benefits. As chief investment officer, Deer is responsible for getting the best returns possible. We reached him to talk about CalPERS prospects. Mr. Deer, welcome.
Good morning.
First of all, CalPERS took a big hit, as did every big financial fund during the crisis. Your stocks, other investments, lost considerable value. Has CalPERS recovered?
We've come a long way back. Our loss in fiscal 2009 was 24%, which is a huge hit to take, and our assets bottomed at $165 billion. We're closing on $240 billion now, and for the past 2 years, we've had double-digit returns.
Do you think that's going to be sustainable for public employees to get richer pensions than private sector workers are able to get in this kind of economy?
The shift around the public policy debate on pension benefits in the public sector is dramatic, and it's a lively issue in California and around the country. I'm an investor. I'm supposed to meet the financial obligations of the fund against obligations, promises, liabilities that already exist. When the policymakers make decisions about the benefits, then we'll adjust the portfolios to them. I think it's important for public sector plans to think more broadly. I also think it's important to have a realistic debate about the economic realities of these programs and the economic benefits they provide.
You have to be thinking that some of the states are looking at various kinds of changes in their retirement programs, and that cannot help but hit California as well. So you must have to plan.
Well, we have to plan in terms of understanding the liabilities. And if there were fundamental changes in the character of the benefit program, it would change the liabilities. But it wouldn't change the overall investment philosophy, which is how to get the best return at a reasonable level of risk, how to look forward, do a better job of risk management. Those challenges of investment management will exist regardless of the relative level of benefits. The debate in the United States really ought to center around what is retirement security, so that all Americans can have a time of leisure after a life of work where they can enjoy the fruits of their labor. And we are not accumulating enough in the U.S. now to make that promise a reality for all Americans. And that's a significant social issue.
CalPERS has been known for thinking globally, pulling investments out of South Africa early on, putting pressure on the apartheid government of South Africa. In the past, in the sort of boomy years, made investments in which you demanded things of the companies to change their ways in some sort of way. Do you think that that is something you can continue to do? Can you afford that kind of activism now?
We have to. It's even more important. I mean, one of the contributors to the financial crisis was poor governance of American corporations. So we've stepped up our corporate governance activity, and we were active in the debate that led to the passage of Dodd-Frank, the financial reform legislation, and we're watching the regulatory agencies that are implementing that act. If you are a long-term holder of company stock, you don't have the traditional exit of if you don't like the company, you sell the stock. We are a permanent owner, and that creates an obligation on our part to be actively engaged in the management of these companies. We've expanded that perspective into issues like the environment and through programs to invest in clean technologies and focus on our home state of California through initiatives to help business formation and regional economic development in California through the California Initiative and through real estate investments here. There are a lot of things that a long-term patient strategic investor can do to earn a good return, but also produce other additional consequential benefits.
Mr. Deer, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Linda. Thank you.